This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Thursday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in the middle of a sermon I just preached last Sunday at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled Skin for Skin. Now, that's taken from a bizarre comment revealing so much about himself that Satan made to God about Job, actually about you. Skin for skin, New King James there puts an exclamation point. Rightfully so, he's upset about this. All that a man has, he will give for his life. That's what this sermon is. You know, Satan's come to the realization after studying man for thousands of years that a man or a woman will give anything to save their own hide. That's where we're at here today. We're looking at this great revelation the Lord gave me about this method that Satan uses to get us off track and actually to take us and remove us out of the game. And he does that by appealing to us to stay in our comfort zones and not to do anything rash. That's what this sermon is. If you'd like a copy of it, email me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll mail you the disc for free, but I encourage you, listen to this sermon. Let the Lord open your eyes here as to one of Satan's master plans of deception. Let me ask you the question. Have you ever wanted to do something bold for God and someone, maybe a trusted friend or family member, talked you out of it? Here is part three now of this message, Skin for Skin. And this is where and when the devil comes in alongside and whispers, "Psst, what will people say? You'll be singled out and punished. Or think of your job, but just do nothing. Do nothing." But the Lord Jesus, he knows how to look behind the mask and see who is behind there and who the real enemy is. How about you? You peel back the layers of that onion, and what does the devil say to you? Through your trusted friends, no less. What does he say? No, don't do that. No, don't go there. Perhaps he says to you tomorrow. Yeah, do it tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. He doesn't say grab an axe. He says relax. Let's look at another example. Let's go back to the Old Testament again. 2 Samuel chapter 11. This is shocking. I know many of you haven't heard this. And I bet this is hitting home with a lot of people. Now that we've identified who the enemy is. Hasn't anyone here ever had the influence or the idea to do nothing? Has anyone here ever been stopped in their boldness for wanting to do something? We're identifying who is responsible for it today. When Jesus saw it, he got downright angry. And he called him out by name. His best friend was telling him to relax. We don't want you to get hurt. We don't want anything to happen to you. So just relax, Jesus. And look at what he said to him. He was angry at him. 2 Samuel chapter 11. Now it happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the people of Ammon and they besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. Then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. From the roof he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful to behold. So David sent and inquired about the woman, and someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" Then David sent messengers and took her. She came to him. He lay with her. She was cleansed from her impurity. She returned to her house. The woman conceived. And so sent and told David, saying, "I am with child." Now, as a result of this, as a result of staying home instead of going out to war like he was supposed to, turn to the next chapter, chapter 12, starting at the top. Then the Lord sent Nathan, the prophet, to David. And he came to him and said to him, "There were two men in a city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished. And it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food, drank from his own cup, lay in his bosom. It was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare for the wayfaring man who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. So David's anger was greatly aroused against the man and said to Nathan, 'As the Lord lives, the man who has done this will surely die. And he shall restore fourfold for the lamb because he did this thing and because he had no pity.' Then Nathan said to David," out comes the bony finger, points it in his face and says, "You the man. You the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel. I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house, your master's wives into your keeping. I gave you the house of Israel, Judah, and if that had been too little, I would have given you more. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You've killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword. You've taken his wife to be your wife. You've killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon." Now, verse 10, unfortunately, in this event, sums up here and is the key. "Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife." Notice how David's sin of adultery translated into despising God. I've never noticed that before this morning either. "You've despised me." That is, God had provided everything for him. God even said to him, "All you had to do was ask, and I would have given you more. But you took another man's wife. And you've despised me," he said. Now, church, hear me out. David ruined his life by this escapade. Oh, he was forgiven of sin, but his life would never, ever be the same again as a result of this. And all this resulted because David remained in the comforts of his palace when it wasn't the season for relaxing. You see, there's a time for relaxing, and there's a time to take no prisoners. There's a time to stand up and be counted. I can hear the lie now. Take thine ease, David. You're a great king, right? You've worked hard. Take some time off. Or that dreaded phrase that I despise with a passion, treat yourself. Treat yourself. You deserve that trip to Las Vegas. Treat yourself, right? It's an enticement to sin. Well, how can they never say treat yourself to this plate of broccoli? Okay. Now, David was unable to discern something his son Solomon would write years later. There's a time to everything. There is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time for war and a time for peace. There's a time for church and there's a time for football. This is the book of Paul. There's a time to eat and a time to fast. There's a time to be silent and there's a time to speak up. There's a time to be quiet and there's a time to rise up and make a difference in this crooked, evil world. The day will come when God will say, rise up. And the adversary would say he was talking to someone else, not you. Here, have some chili. All right. We've looked at the past. How about some more present day stuff? How does Satan appeal to your comfort zone, as I call it today? Answer, by planting the notions of comfort into your minds, just like you did with David. Don't go to church today. Relax. You've had a tough week. Take thine ease. Now, Satan doesn't know the future, but he does know what happens at a church that's doing it right. People get blessed. People get strengthened. People hear from God. Have you ever heard from God at church before? Anybody? People are forgiven of sin. People commune with Almighty God. Don't go to church today. Relax. Treat yourself to a fun day at the sports bar. Treat yourself. You deserve it. Watch some football. Have a couple beers. Don't go to church today. You've worked hard. Here's another one. Don't read your Bible. Watch television instead. Now, either one of these things or both of them will transform your life, but it's your choice. Either you pick up and read this book and spend time in the Word of God, and you'll hear from God. If I didn't read my Bible every day of my life, I would be a raving lunatic, worse than I already am. I dare to speculate to imagine what would happen without spending time each and every day with the Lord and in His Word. Both of those things would change your life.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.